And now we have some letters from the evening news. Hospitals old and new featured in the evening news letter pages this week. DJ Linter of Frettenham was amazed that the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital is going to be fined because it already has a deficit. She says, I find the suggestion that the NNN hospital, already facing a £14.4 million deficit in the current year, could be fined a further £10 million for failing to reach targets. It's unbelievable. This is the height of stupidity and is simply exacerbating an already dire situation. The individuals responsible for this ludicrous decision should spend a few days driving around Norfolk. New housing estates are sprouting up quicker than Easter daffodils. The NNN hospital, however, remains the same. Might I suggest that the £10 million fine be used to increase the size of the NNN to cope with the ever-increasing demand on their services?
Jay Alcock followed up on the evening news articles about the old Bethel Hospital. The interesting articles in the EN regarding the old Bethel Hospital being used as an outpatient unit until 1974 and used for child and adolescent psychiatry until 1994, bring to mind the fact that I, as a community mental health nurse at the time, used it as an outpatient clinic on Tuesday mornings in 1987-88. The clinic was for long-acting injections, known as depots, and phlebotomy to check the blood levels of lithium carbonate, a medication for mood disorder, full blood count and other checks as well as a patient's current mental state. We only used one room on the first floor overlooking the street. I remember the wooden floor creaking in protest.
Jane Williams also wrote about the Bethel Hospital. She said, my father, Harry Rowe, was the gardener and caretaker of the Bethel Hospital when he was demobbed from the Arctic convoys at the end of the Second World War until he retired in 1987. He, my mother and my older sister lived in the Tide Cottage that came with the job on what is now the site of Dencora House, just opposite. I was born in that cottage in 1956. As a child, I would often go into the grounds to play and met some of the patients and wandered through the corridors. Dad told me that it was a home for ladies who could no longer look after themselves. I remember there being an internal orangery which had fish tanks, plants and lovely coloured glass windows. Apart from laying out and maintaining the gardens, Dad also looked after the pavilion and bowling green, which is also now Dencora House or the extension to the Theatre Royal. I think the Bethel should not be allowed to fall further into disrepair. It has been a part of the city landscape for centuries, has served as a care facility to help people in need, and now it needs the people to care for it.
Finally, we have two angry letters about the changes to Norwich Roads. David Cannon of Cringleford wrote, the removal of the roundabout near the Maidshead Hotel has created new dangers for pedestrians trying to cross Tombland, Palace Street and Magdalen Street. When the roundabout was there, not only were there small refuges in the centre of each road, but road users would instinctively slow down on approaching a roundabout. Removal of the roundabout has created a racetrack, and pedestrians are at real risk of being run over. There is a new studded crossing at the end of Palace Street, but road users do not appear to understand the significance of it. There is an urgent need for a proper pedestrian crossing there. When trying to cross Palace Street from the east side of Magdalen Street to Tombland, I have great difficulty in persuading traffic from Palace Street to stop for me, and twice while crossing I have been nearly knocked down by a car coming fast down Magdalen Street and turning into Palace Street. The whole area is a mess, and while a great deal of work has gone into creating a wiggly cycle lane, pedestrians appear to have been forgotten. There is also now no safe place to cross Magdalen Street anywhere between Palace Street and Colgate.
Peter Dennington of Norwich wrote, I have remained silent long enough. Now I must write about the ridiculous new road scheme in Norwich city centre. How did this scheme evolve? Recently I found myself in Rouen Road, All that disruption, and for what? They've built out the pavements on the corners. Why? What purpose does this serve? Oh, and the traffic lights have disappeared from the top of Rouen Road. Now, I'm familiar with the term every man for himself, but this is nothing short of insane. On Burr Street, turning right in and out of the John Lewis car park will cause mayhem. I notice that the disabled car parking spaces have been removed from outside Gerald Giles. Is this permanent? It's difficult enough for the disabled to park in the city as it is without losing spaces. What are these people doing to our once lovely city? This will kill the city centre. Is that what these planners want? If so, they should be thoroughly ashamed of themselves. I'm sure that the millions of pounds spent on this nonsensical scheme could have been much better spent on much more worthwhile causes than this. And we should make a declaration of interest here, because Peter Dennington is a Chatterbox volunteer.